At recent hearings of Florida State University's Presidential Search Committee, an old complaint has once again reared up, one aimed squarely at a prominent political and financial donor. Ralph Wilson with the FSU Progress Coalition points to the Koch brothers.
In light of the apparent willingness to forfeit the integrity of this process, this search process, as well as contextualizing this with the recent threats to FSU's academic integrity by the Charles Koch Charitable Foundation's involvement with the FSU Economics Department, we demand that corrective measures continue to be taken toward an open and democratic process without undue outside influence.
FSU received money from the Koch Foundation in 2008 for its economics department, but the dollars did not become an issue until 3 years later, when two FSU professors complained the funds gave the foundation a hand in hiring a professor with its money, which they said jeopardized academic freedom. Every so often, the issue of Koch money in higher education crops back up, and it's couched in what Stetson University political scientist T. Wayne Bailey calls a myth of higher education.
The myth in the last decade or two or three has been in higher education that universities, especially their faculties, have presented the course materials in a, quote, liberal slash leftist sort of feeling.
Bailey says America's college and universities are a focal point in the battle over ideas and ideology, and despite attempts to stay neutral, the schools are getting sucked in. He says both sides, the left and the right, have made donations to schools in an attempt to push a certain agenda, and he says a good litmus test for such grants is how they're used and how they're worded.
Such as funding research to find a solution to the most recent citrus disease in Florida, you know, that has a certain freshness, a certain direction, and I don't think anybody's going to quarrel with that. But if anyone is funding research, let's say, to find out whether the minimum wage is harmful or beneficial economically to a community, there you begin to get into all sorts of assumptions and disagreements that are going to crop up from the word go.
Bailey says schools should be transparent about what they're getting, from whom, and for what. FSU revamped its agreement with the Koch Foundation in 2011 to lessen the influence the organization has over hires and added more faculty oversight. The agreement was changed again to remove influence for long-term tenure-track hires. And about the transparency, FSU has devoted a website for explaining its relationship with the Koch Foundation, but the site is hard to find on the school's master page. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.